You know, one of the things that we still need to do to that we had on our list when we did all the things that we did to remodel is to buy some new songbooks. As you look throughout the auditorium, you see that some are green and some are red. They were all given to us by different churches, and some of them have the different churches' names on the front of them. Some of them are kind of ragged, and so we're gonna get some new songbooks, and we'll pass these on to somebody else that can use them. But the one that we have, whether it's red, green, I think those are the only two colors, they don't publish anymore. So we can't get that particular book anymore. They've updated it, the Baptist hymnal. And so I'm looking at four or five different song books, looking at the different songs that they have in them, putting a list together of what the ones we have now and which ones are in each different book, so that when we come to decide which one we get, you'll know exactly what's in them. And I was looking through one of those books earlier in the week, and this particular book has a scripture verse under each one of the songs, a scripture verse that perhaps was the inspiration for the hymn, or perhaps just has the same theme that the hymn does. And I came to the song, "Tis So Sweet to Trust in Jesus," and the scripture verse that it had underneath that song was one that Brother Chuck read a moment ago from Isaiah chapter 12. It was the first part of verse 2 where the Bible says, "Behold, God is my salvation, I will trust. I will trust." Now this morning, I want to talk to you about trust. In fact, the title and the theme of my message is that one word this morning, trust. Trust. I want to say six different things about the word trust. And so before we start, let's have another word of prayer. Father, thank you again for this time where we come and open your word and hear it preached. I pray you'd be with me, use my tongue to say the words that Jesus would say if he were here. I pray, Father, if there is somebody here that doesn't know Christ, today again would be the day that they make that decision. And then, Father, I pray for all the Christians that are here. We trusted Jesus for our salvation. Help us to trust him day by day for what we need. Just use this service as you see fit. Speak to our hearts. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If you take your dictionary and open it up to the T's and look at the word trust, here's what you'll find. And you'll find a lot longer definition than this, but I just wrote the first couple of words that was in it. It says, belief in and reliance on. Belief in and reliance on. So if I trust you, I believe in you, and I rely or depend on you. Isaiah said this, God is my salvation. I will trust. He says, I'm going to trust God for my salvation. But then later on down in verse 5, he says, for he hath done excellent things. And up in verse 2, he says, he is my strength. And what Isaiah was saying is, I'm not only going to trust God, I'm not only going to trust the Lord Jehovah for my salvation, but I'm going to trust him for what I need day by day to get through this life. And so, again, this morning, I want to say six things about trust, and I'm going to start each one of them with a question. Number one, whom not to trust? In other words, who should not you trust? Not a very good sentence. I see the English teacher over here smiling at me. But who shouldn't you trust? First of all, you shouldn't trust yourself. Shouldn't trust yourself. You see, I can't save myself, and neither can you. A lot of people want to trust themselves and what they can do for their salvation. I mean, I think it's just built into us that we want to do something to get right with God. And so we want to work, or we want to join the church, or we want to get baptized, or we want to take the Lord's Supper. But the Bible says that it's not of works. There's nothing that I can do to earn my salvation. You see, my strength is going to fail. And if my salvation depended on me, and my salvation depended on my goodness, I feel sorry for these people that want to hang on to the end. No, I'm glad that I don't have to hang on. I'm glad that I got somebody hanging on to me. And I'm glad that the guy that's hanging on, or the God that's hanging on to me, has everlasting arms. I'm glad that the Bible says that not only does Jesus have me in His hand, but God the Father has me in His hand too, and neither one of them are going to let go of me. And so I'm going to trust in, not in myself, but in Him for my salvation. Don't trust yourself for salvation. Don't trust yourself for what you need day to day. My strength is going to fail. My intellect is going to fail. Some of you might think it already has. I was waiting for somebody to say amen, Bill. What's the matter? You're reserved this morning. But my intellect is going to fail. There's probably going to come a time in my life that I won't be able to take care of the things that I need to day to day. And so I need to realize right now, when I think that I'm taking care of those things, that it's not me that's taking care of myself, it's God that's taking care of me. So don't trust yourself. Don't trust others. Say, well, Brother Darrell, I have some dear, dear friends, and I trust them. I want to remind you, dear friends can fail you. I've known people that have dear friends at one time that are not speaking to each other at this point in time. And if they were trusting their friends to help them, they can't rely on them anymore because they're no longer friends. But I want to tell you about a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. I want to tell you about a friend that I can never offend. I want to tell you about a friend that will be with me to the end. I can depend on that friend. Don't depend on others. Don't depend on others for your salvation. The Bible says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. There's a lot of people that I'd like to get saved for. I wanted to help my grandfather get saved. But I couldn't do it. I had an uncle that I wanted to help get saved. And I told him about Jesus over and over again, but as far as I know, he never received Christ as his Savior. See, I can't get saved for you, neither can you get saved for any of your friends. We can't trust our friends when it comes to salvation. We can't trust others when it comes to getting what we need day to day to live. So don't trust yourself. Don't trust others. Don't trust things. Don't trust things. Don't trust money. Money can lose its value just like that. You know, in some restaurants, they have these little books that tells you what things cost back in years gone by. And I was in a restaurant the other day, and I picked up one of those little books. A car, Brother Leonard, $600. Brand new car, $600. Gallon of gas, a nickel. A Coca-Cola, 2 cents. Now, I won't ask you to raise your hands if any of you remember those days, because it was a while ago. But money is not as valuable as it was back then. I mean, a government can change. In that same store, they had some, what they said was genuine Confederate money. Now, I don't know if it was genuine or not, but that's what it said on the label. At one point in time, that money was good. I mean, you could buy stuff with it. But that money today is no good. It loses its value. Don't trust in things. Things will change. Look, if I'm going to trust in something, I want something that I know will work. If I'm going to trust in somebody, I want to trust in somebody that's going to stand the test of time. If I'm going to trust somebody for my eternity, I want somebody that's going to last for eternity, that can work for eternity. I can't do that. None of my friends can do that. And nothing that I possess can do that. Whom not to trust? Don't trust yourself. Don't trust others. Don't trust things. Second question, whom should you trust? Trust God. Trust God. That's what Isaiah said. God is my salvation. I will trust. The Lord is my strength. I will trust. That's what David said in Psalm 118, those verses that are at the middle of the Bible. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in men. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. That's the only way for salvation. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. You don't get to God any other way. Jesus says, I'm the only way. I'm the only way that you can come. And by the way, listen to this. And I know most of us here this morning are Christians. Jesus not only saves you, but He knows what you need every single day of your life. He knows what you need. He was talking about in John chapter 6. He said, look at the sparrows. Hey, I feed this. I know that the sparrows need to eat. I feed them. Don't you think if I'm going to feed this ordinary, common little bird that I'm going to take care of you? He said, look at the lilies of the field. He says, I clothed them, and even Solomon in all his glory. They didn't look as nice as these little lilies do. If I take care of the lilies of the field and give them something to wear, I will take care of you too. He said, don't worry. I'll give you what you need day by day. That's what this song says that we sang. 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus. Just to take Him at His word. Just to rest upon His promise. Just to know, thus saith the Lord. Yes, 'tis sweet to trust in Jesus. Just from sin and self to cease. Just from Jesus simply taking life and rest and joy and peace. Don't trust yourself. Don't trust others. Don't trust things. You trust God. You trust Jesus. Question number 3. When to trust? When should you trust? The answer to that is one word. Now. Now. Right now. You need to do it right now for salvation. In the book of 2 Corinthians, it says, now is the accepted time. Today is the day of salvation. If you're not saved, you need to trust Jesus now. Right? I mean, not tomorrow, not next week, not next month, not next year, but today. Today is the day of your salvation. If you're saved this morning, like most of us are, you ought to rejoice. I mean, we ought to rejoice every time we have the Lord's Supper. I mean, we're saved. We have eternal life. Again, we don't have to hang on to anything. We got somebody that's hanging on to us. We have eternal life. Look, when Jesus said, hey, you believe in me and I'll give you eternal life. You trust me, I'll give you everlasting life. He wasn't depending on any... When He made that promise, He wasn't depending on anything that I had to do to make it eternal. He wasn't depending on anything that I had to do to make it everlasting. To make it eternal and to make it everlasting, He did everything. He did everything. And so I have eternal life this morning. Look, this old body that I have is not going to last forever. Praise the Lord. I'm going to get a new body when I go to heaven. I'm going to get a new mind when I go to heaven. I'm going to be a new creature. And it's going to last forever because I have an eternal God who gave me eternal life. And there's nothing that I have to do to make it eternal. God made the promise. Just to rest upon His promise and to know, thus saith the Lord. When do you need to trust? Now. When do I need to trust Him for my daily needs? Now. Now, I don't need anything yesterday. Do you? No, yesterday's gone. I don't need anything for tomorrow. I'm not sure I have tomorrow. Tomorrow's only a hope. The only day that I have is now. And I'm going to trust God now for what I need now. You ever stop and think? That's why God, when He was feeding the Israelites, as they were going through the wilderness, gave them bread every morning. He didn't on the Sabbath, but He gave them bread every single day. Anybody remember what happened to that manna if they tried to save it till the next day? It spoiled. It got rotten. The Bible says it bred worms. And so they couldn't save it. They depended on God every single day to give them what they needed to eat. Ever wonder why the Lord's Prayer says, give us this day our weekly bread? Daily bread. Not weekly, not monthly. Give us this day our daily bread. Why? Because God wants us to remember that we need to depend on Him now. We need to trust Him now. Now. Number four, how to trust. How to trust. Here's the answer to that question. With all your heart. With all your being. I want to tell you this morning, half-hearted trust won't work. It won't work. The Bible says, cast yourself upon the Lord. And what that word cast means, if you get the complete picture, it means throw yourself upon the Lord. All of yourself. Hold nothing back. Take your whole being and throw it on the Lord. If you're saved this morning, it's not because you cast 90% of yourself upon the Lord and did the other 10% yourself. If you're saved this morning, it's not because you cast 95% of yourself upon the Lord and tried to do the other 5% yourself. If you're saved this morning, it's not because you took 99.99% of yourself and cast yourself upon the Lord and did the other 0.01 yourself. If you're saved this morning, it's because you took 100% of yourself and cast yourself upon the Lord and trusted in Him and depended on Him. It's not Jesus and something else. It's not Jesus and good works. It's not Jesus and the church. It's not Jesus and baptism. It's only Jesus and nothing else. Now, the same thing is true when it comes to daily living. Here's what we want to do. We want to get all of our burdens, and we want to gather them all up, and we want to take them over to Jesus and give them to Him. But then what do? I'm going to keep this one. I better hang on to this one. I better keep this one too. How many times have we come to the altar with all of our burdens and said, oh Lord, I can't handle them. They're too heavy. I'm going to give them to You. And then when we leave, we take them back with us. That's the way we do it. I once heard somebody say, I don't trust that guy as when he gets out of my sight. I don't trust him. I trust him when I can see him. I trust him when he's close. But I don't trust him when he's out of my sight. And unfortunately, too many of us think like that about God. How should we trust him? We ought to trust him 100%. You ought to give him all your problems. You ought to give him all your burdens. You ought to give him all your heartaches. The Bible says, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. Not 90%, not 95%, 100%. Casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. All right, question number five. Who will trust? Or whom? Whom will trust? Those that know Him. Let me ask you this morning, who do you trust? I'm not talking about God right now. We'll get to Him in just a second. Who do you trust? There's a lot of people in this room that I trust. You want to know why I trust them? Because I know them. You want to know why I trust them? Because we've been through different situations together, and I have seen them operate, and they have proven themselves over and over and over to me that they are trustworthy. Trustworthy. Now, there are people in this room that I don't know very well. And we haven't been through all the different things that some of the rest of us haven't been through or have been through. And so I'm still getting to know you. I'm still learning to trust you. And it's growing. You know, that's the same way it works with God. Who's going to trust Him? Those of us that know Him. Who trusts Him for salvation? Those of you that get to know Him. The Bible says we're saved, for by grace are ye saved through faith. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. How do you get to know God as your Savior? You read about Him in the Bible. You read about Him in the Bible, and you understand from the Bible that you're a sinner. You understand that there's a penalty for that sin. You understand that Jesus, when He went to Calvary, paid the penalty for that sin. You understand that He says, whosoever believeth in Me shall not perish, but have everlasting life. You get to know Him. You get to know how much He loved you. You get to know what kind of Savior that He is. And then, because you get to know Him, and you trust Him, and you depend on Him for your salvation. How do you trust Him for your day-to-day stuff? Same way. You get to know Him. You get to know Him. Just like we get to know one another, just like we get to trust, we learn to trust one another. We go through different situations with God. We stand beside a hospital bed and we pray together for somebody that's having surgery. And we see God bring them through that surgery. Or we pray for an expectant mom and see the baby born healthy. Or we pray for pray for somebody that's sick and God heals them. That's how we learn to trust God. That's what that song says. How I've proved Him o'er and o'er and o'er and o'er and o'er again. That's how you trust God. You prove Him. He said, He invites us in the Bible. He says, come and try Me. See if I'm not trustworthy. You depend on Me, and you'll learn to trust. Who will trust? Those that get to know Him. And then question number 6. What's the fruit of that trust? Isaiah said, the Lord is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. That's the fruit of trusting God. I don't have to be afraid. I don't have to be afraid of eternity. I know where I'm going when I die. I'm going to heaven. That's what God promised me. I'm trusting in His Word. I'm going to heaven. I don't have to be afraid of eternity. I don't have to be afraid for forever. I don't have to be afraid of the unknown. I know a little bit about heaven because I can read it about it in the Bible. I'm looking forward to heaven. I mean, I don't want to go on the next train that's leaving, but I'm looking forward to heaven. And if God wants me to go on the next train, hey, I'm ready. I'll go. And by the way, I don't have to be afraid of things day to day. I don't have to be afraid of what I may face tomorrow. I don't have to be afraid of how the doctor's tests are going to come back. Or I don't have to be afraid of the surgery that may be coming up in the next few weeks. Or I don't have to be afraid of what the future holds. I don't know what the future holds. But as the song says, I know who holds the future. And I trust Him. Now this morning, if you're not saved, you need to make a decision to trust Jesus. You're not going to get to heaven any other way. No other door that you can go through. No other gate in which you can enter. Only one way. He's the way. God is my salvation. I will trust. If you haven't done that, you need to do it this morning. Many of you have. By your own testimonies, you're Christians. And we trusted Him to save us. We trusted Him to get us to heaven. Now we need to trust Him day by day to give us what we need to take care of us. And it's funny to me. Not ha-ha funny, but it's funny to me that we can trust Him to get us to heaven, but we can't trust Him to take care of the problem that we're going to have tomorrow. or we can't trust him for the thing we're going to run into next week, or the thing that happened yesterday that we're worried about. We trust him for our eternity, but we can't trust him for today or tomorrow. And I say to every Christian here, shame, shame, shame on us. Has he ever let you down? Has he ever not given you what you needed? Has he ever failed in any test that you put him through? No. How I've proved him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus. Oh, for grace to trust him more. That ought to be the prayer of every Christian. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for the simple reminder from your word. Thank you that you are a God that can be trusted. You proved yourself over and over to us. Thank you that we can trust you for our salvation. And I pray this morning, if there's somebody here that doesn't know Christ, today would be the day that they decide. Today would be the day that they decide to trust Christ. And then, Father, for the many Christians that are here, and you know our hearts, you know our minds, you know what we worry about, you know how needless a lot of that worry is because we don't trust you. And I pray that you would give us grace this morning. Help us to trust you more. Help us to trust you more. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.